We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: I don't want to share my cookie. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married to my wife for 15 years, and we have two beautiful kids. We grew up in the church, and we abstained from sex before we got married. We don't use drugs or drink alcohol, and we are active in our church. But lately, my wife is showing me a side of her that I've never seen. She's revealing who she really is, and I'm starting to wonder who I married. She had a health scare recently, and she said it really shook her up and made her reflect on how she wanted to live the rest of her life. She told me that she would like for us to have a more open relationship. She wants to remain married, but she wants the freedom to engage in sex with others if she wants to. She thinks that monogamy is unnatural, and it keeps people from exploring and being who they truly are. I don't know what has gotten into her. Yes, I can admit that the thought of this excites me a little bit, but I never would think about asking my wife for this kind of arrangement. It seems that open relationships are being discussed more than ever before, but I'm not with that. I cannot imagine sharing this woman with another man or woman. I do want her to be happy so we can keep our family together. What if I tell my wife no and she ends up having an affair anyway? I need some help with this one. Steve, what do I do? Please help. Ooh, I know that there are many couples in open relationships these days, but this right here is a mess. I mean, I just think it's nothing like marrying a representative and not the real person. And you would think that after 15 years, we're talking 15 years, you would literally know your wife inside and out. But, you know, you didn't say what kind of health scare she had. I'm going to assume it was life-threatening since she is a completely different person now who feels, you know, she's missing out on something and she wants to try an open relationship now. I just think your response, though, is right on point because... I don't know any man, I'll put it like that, who would put up with this kind of thing, who would be okay with allowing his wife to have sex with other people, men or women. I just don't know that. Even though, like you said, you thought about it. I mean, a lot of people probably thought about it. Everybody fantasizes. She says she wants to remain married, though, but be free to sleep around. Why stay married if that's what you want to do? If you want to be free all the way. And yes, I do think that she would have an affair if you said no, because it's on her mind. And she's talking to you about it. She seems too unapologetic about doing things, you know, unremorseful. Steve?
Well, when we come back, we'll get into it.
Okay.
All My right. answer going to be different, though.
All right. Okay.
I can promise you that.
All right.
If I was y'all, I'd come back for this.
Yeah. Steve is here.
And Carla, don't stop me.
What?
About what I'm finna do.
You got to do something crazy.
I think I am.
You don't tell us why.
Okay.
You don't tell us why he was late.
That has nothing to do with the letter. Subject, I don't want to share my cookie. We're going to have part two of Steve's response and part one because he didn't even say anything.
Lady been married for 15 years. They grew up in the church. They abstained from sex till they got married. Now they married. Your wife, you don't really know who your wife is. You know, you've been married for 15 years. She's showing you a side you never saw. She had some type of health care scare recently. Said it shook her up, you know, made her reflect on her. She wanted to live the rest of her life. Told me that she wanted to have more of an open relationship. You know, she wants to remain married to him, you. but she wants to freedom to engage in sex with others. Others, keyword, that's more than one. man, she just wants to just go and get at it.
Yeah.
pass it out. It really is a cookie to her, according to
the letter.
I want to share my
cookie.
It's actually a pack of Oreos because she wanted to go with others. So she wanted to, everybody can get a piece of cookie. Get a handful.
Everybody what?
Anybody can get a piece of cookie. She wants to do it with other men. She wants to have sex with others with an S on it. So she just a pack of Oreo cookies. She doing it. You eat this roll, you can have a roll, just 10, you just get 10. And so I can admit that when she said it, I was a little excited myself with your square ass. And then never thought about asking my wife for this kind of arrangement. Open marriages are being discussed more than ever before. I ain't with it, though. I cannot imagine sharing this woman with another man or woman. I don't want her to be, I do want her to be happy so we can keep our family together, so. What if I tell my wife no and she ends up having an affair anyway? I need some help with this one. Steve, what do I do? Well, let's go on back to this letter. Let's first start with this damn health scare. Because see, this is where it all turned. Now, she told you that my wife's showing you a side that you ain't never seen. And you're starting to wonder who you're married to. She had a health scare recently, and she said it really shook her up. And it made her reflect on how she wanted to live the rest of her life. I'm going to assume that this health scare was some form of ED.
What?
Yep,
that's what I'm going with.
Come on now.
You
done gave your letter response. This the one I'm going with.
Come on.
I could be just as right as you. Yeah. What health scare she done had that done made her reflect on how she wanted to live the rest of her life. And the rest of her life she wants to live is in an open marriage to have sex with others. She done went somewhere. Now, let me explain something to you. Now, if y'all don't think that's true, just stay with me. I'm offering as a solution to the healthcare my analytical abilities. The code cracker himself has come up with the term venereal disease.
Okay.
I'm going with that, Shirley. You didn't get your Christian answer.
I'm a Christian too.
I'm a Christian too, but I'm more of an honest.
Oh, right by the dodo.
Yeah, I'm a dodo Christian.
You got everybody's attention right now.
I'm a borderline, yeah. She told me she would like for us to have and freedom to engage in sex with others if she wanted to. Now, ain't nobody bought this to her man not having already done it.
What?
She done just thought it's best to break. She's done this before, Shirley. Mm. She's already done it. Thus, the health scare. Mm. And then she thinks that monogamy is unnatural. See, right there, she done had sex somewhere. Because she done came out and told her man after 15 years of marriage, monogamy is unnatural.
Yeah.
Y'all the one been in the church didn't have no sex before you got married. That ain't natural. It's right, but it ain't the natural order of things. And y'all all know that. So you can take that deep breath out, Shirley Strawberry.
Because I was 10 and I had the urge.
Yeah. Hell, I wanted my car class teacher.
Yo, what?
My car class teacher. That's what they call Sunday school for little kids, car class. Because every message every week was on the card. So now, I don't know what's gotten into her. Yes, I can admit that the thought excites me a little bit. Because he want to go too. But now, he could never think about asking his wife for this type of arrangement. But she done thought to ask it of him. She done this before. She just trying to clear her conscience. This how we going to roll from now on. Because monogamy is unnatural. Seems that open relationships are being discussed more. I'm not with that. Well, you won't fit to get with it. I cannot imagine sharing this woman with another man or woman. Okay, cool. You can't imagine it, but guess who can? Who brought this up to you?
I'm getting hot.
So this ain't about what you can imagine. She done imagined it and done thought it out so much, she done bought it to you with terms. Next issue. There's something wrong with this dude. I do want her to be happy, though. I do want her to be happy so we can keep our family together. Boy, what did you just say? So now the bend is already in. I do want her to be happy, though, so we can keep our family together. So now he got to consider that little excitement that he felt for this open marriage and match it up with her desire to have an open marriage and work it out in his mind where she can be happy and they can keep their family together because they down there fronting at the church like it's
happy.
All good. Mm. But what you going to find out, though, boy? Y'all going to wind up with somebody else down at the church.
Mm-hmm.
You still hot, Tommy?
I'm definitely hot.
You going to end up with Sister Patterson.
What? Mm-hmm. No.
I need some help with this one, Steve. What do I do? Please help. First of all, man, my wife ain't sleeping with nobody. And when she come in there with that foolishness, we about over then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about over then. Because if you're having them thoughts, I can tell you right now. Because you're not coming in here sleeping in this house I'm paying for.
Man.
You're out there passing out cookies like it's chewing gum.
You're not going to do it.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here, Steve. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.